Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy. Welcome back to a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your exclusive audio track to all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 216, and the title is Brave Conqueror. The sticky note reads, "If you can't beat your fears with bravery, try to conquer your fears with curiosity." Here's the story behind the sticky. Some people find it difficult to face their fears by acting as if they're not afraid. It is too much of a challenge to behave in a manner that is essentially the exact opposite of how that person is feeling. It might feel as if someone is looking at them while they're standing outside in a torrential downpour and telling them to act like they're dry. That's a tough sell. You're truly afraid and someone is telling you that you should be acting as if you're fearless. But what if you were caught in that rainstorm and someone told you to act as if you were happy about it? That's doable, right? You could summon up a smile or a laugh and act like getting caught out in the rain was fun. Or if the rain made you feel a little cold and someone asked you to act as if you were warm, you could push yourself to act as if you weren't feeling quite as chilly. You could rub your hands together and stamp your feet to get your blood pumping and you'd actually feel warm for a bit, making it even easier to act warm, even though you're cold and wet. The same goes for feeling fear. You might not be able to stand there quaking in your boots and act like you're not afraid to go into that dark, spooky basement. But what about emotionally adjacent emotions like curiosity? You could make yourself believe that you were curious about what was out there in the darkness. There might be hidden treasure in the dark corners of the cellar. There might be a collection of old family photo albums that are covered in dust. There might be an antique mirror on the wall just beyond your sight. Those feelings of curiosity might be enough to dampen your fear to the point where you're wondering so much about what's in the basement that it could actually override your temporary apprehension and allow you to boldly take a step forward. And once you take that first step, the second step, the third step, and the fourth step are a breeze. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a free daily email as soon as the content goes live. Your email will include a copy of that day's sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the exclusive audio track. I've been creating one of these commentary episodes to go with each one of the daily sticky notes I created since the beginning of the year. It allows me to dive a little deeper on some of the ideas and topics I'm scribbling on those stickies and give you the story behind the sticky, like the one you heard today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.